Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's rock and roll, baby. It's Friday. It is a blue Friday, red Friday. Happy Friday, Friday.
That's right.
How you doing?
How 6 you doing, Milwaukee?
Come on. Why do you? You got 27 seconds into the show and you're trolling.
It wouldn't be the same. What a baseball game last night. Good God.
The Mets did to what happens to them to someone else.
That's for exactly
the first time
right.
in Mets history.
Yep, exactly right.
But why do you have to do that?
Because, man, it
you're
was incredible.
Better than that.
No, I'm not.
That's fair.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're an ass.
I am. I'm going to rub salt in that wound, man. Like, I just can't imagine. I got a text from our buddy Rob Maloney last night. He goes, you were right. The Mets are Mets, and right? And that was the eighth inning. And then the Mets go unbelievably crazy in the ninth, and the Brewers are what, two outs away from winning this thing?
First and third, one out. Your boy Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso on the come. I'll tell you what though, that's, I mean, it might have killed Bob Uecker.
I'm a pitch. Hit in the air to right, deep, warning track, and gone.
He's crying. Remember that.
Peter Alonso just put New York on top in this one. With a three-run home run to right field. And just like that, a 2-0 lead is now a 3-2 deficit. That quickly. Wow.
And that is Bob Uecker, the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. You can tell that he is absolutely shocked.
Shocked.
Because a man who never does not know what to say has no idea what to say.
What do you do in that situation,
He says the name of the player. He says, which is great broadcasting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but normally Bob Uecker, you know, is, well, that one, and he does say it a little bit later on. He says that one came with some sting on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's normally a situation where you're like, you know, well, the deficit's only one, you know, or whatever. It's, you know, it's 3-2. We still got a chance. It's a home run. It's just 4 seconds and then 8 seconds of silence. 3 seconds, 8 seconds of silence. But that, in a nutshell, is exactly why playoff baseball remains undefeated.
It really does, man.
Now, you have to have a dog in the fight to
absolutely
have,
to be paying attention.
Right?
Yep, because so if the Royals aren't in this, I'm not watching that game last night.
You're probably
night.
More intrigued with what Kirk Cousins did, which we'll dive into that, too, to open this show up, and then we'll get into all your Royals-Chiefs content for the rest of the show. But that is, last night was, and this is how I'm going to do this. Last night was a very, very perfect example of why sometimes we don't know what the hell we're talking about. Because we were like, Thursday night, there's no Royals game. The Chiefs don't play till Monday. This week's dragging along. We got to get to Saturday. We got college football. Like, what are we going to do? And you had that baseball game.
Yep.
And you had that Thursday night football game.
And
you had no dog in the fight.
Right.
You could just sit back, do whatever you were doing, folding laundry, getting ready for the weekend, you know, planning things out with the wifey, chilling on the couch, just watching sports with your boys. And you get that just by tuning in.
Just by watching, you get this.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him.
There it is from the Mets side of things. Howie Rose with the call on the Mets broadcast. Completely different than what Bob Uecker had to say on the Milwaukee side of things, right? I mean,
I would hope so.
But that is, and you're right about playoff baseball. And I said to you before we got on the air, and I go, boy, the pitch clock makes a huge difference in the postseason as well. I mean, these games are flying by. They're entertaining. You're sitting on the edge of your seat. The pitch clock, in my opinion, is the greatest change to sports that we've ever seen. It is the greatest change to sports that we have ever seen in our lifetimes. I know some were alive before the forward pass and whatnot, yeah. The NFL, that was a nice invention as well. But this right here is keeping you captivated to these playoff games, because without a pitch clock, we're probably still playing that game up in Milwaukee. We're probably still trying to figure out how to end that thing. But the pitch clock moves these games along, and when you do have a dog in fight, the baseball postseason is better than anything else. It's every single day, and you get magical moments like that. And Pete Alonso, man, like, he is a guy for the entire year that was not producing the way that he needed to be producing for the Mets. He was like the A number one guy that Met fans were blaming for losing games or whatever it was. Like, no matter what happened, it was Pete Alonso's fault. He's in the final year of his contract. That dude is now about to get paid because of that home run that he hit last night. Legends are made in the postseason. And Pete Alonso just became a legend on the second biggest stage in New York City with the Mets. I mean, that was just an incredible moment for him last night. And now if you're New York, you got to look at yourself and go, damn, I didn't know we were going to pay Pete Alonso this offseason. He's probably going to walk. And now you got to say, that's one of the biggest home runs, if not the biggest home run in Mets history. You got to scratch a check now to Pete Alonso. I mean, you got to pay that guy because of that home run. And that's the beauty of the postseason. There will be somebody for the Royals that we're not expecting right now that maybe had a down season that comes up big and becomes a star and becomes a legend overnight. And you're like, we've got to bring that guy back. We've got to bring this guy back into the fold because of that big home run that he hit for us. There's always going to be that unsung hero in the postseason. As much as Bobby Witt and Aaron Judge need to do it for their teams because they're the stars and stars need to be stars, sometimes you're going to have that guy that you're least expecting come through with a big moment. And nobody, regardless of his history or anything, nobody in Mets land was expecting Pete Alonso to be like that guy last night.
I mean, he's your big power hitter. If anybody was going to do it, I think it's Pete. I know he's had a down year,
terrible
like you mentioned,
year,
but
yeah.
Big time. That was insane. Mac, how much of that did you watch, or were you eyes bleeding into the Atlanta Tampa Bay?
I was too TVing it up on a Thursday, which
yeah, that's
for,
right.
For baseball playoffs, you would never catch me doing. But like you said, Bob, I mean, the Royals are kind of in it, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch, and I was glad I did. It was great.
It's great. Yeah, like, you can't watch, like, if the Royals aren't in it, the baseball postseason is not interesting. It really isn't. It's amazing to me how having our team in the postseason really makes me want to watch all of these postseason games. And I remember in 14 and 15, you're consuming all of these playoff games, and the Royals don't do anything, and you just lose interest with baseball. You check out in, you know, May, whatever the case may be, and it's been on to football for the last 9 years. But when your team's in it, man, you're paying attention and you're watching and you're captivated. I also thought the other cool scene was the fact that Citi Field had the entire lower bowl full of Met fans last night, and everybody was cheering at the stadium in New York as that game was taking place in Milwaukee. There's something cool about watching these games as a community and with fans, and you're hugging strangers and you're kissing people you'd ever met before. I mean, that's the beauty of sports, and that's why it's so good when we have our teams in the postseason, because it allows you those opportunities to celebrate and be with the people and have some fun, and everybody sharing in those moments and seeing fans go crazy is fun. Seeing fans depressed, I mean, you feel that emotion. And we were kind of talking about like that kick in the gut moment for us here in Kansas City, and you'd mentioned that Colts game and where they were up 28 points is that kind of gut punch like Brewer fans were feeling last night. And I think you're probably right about that, because that was a game you should have won. You're up 28 points late in the game and you lose it and you blew it and you found a way to screw that whole thing up. And that's Milwaukee. You got two outs to go and you're on to the NLDS and you lose a game in that fashion last night. That is a gut punch that I've never seen before.
Yeah. I mean, like, the conversation we're having was we'd rather get blown out and know it's coming or have that kind of thing happen to you. And the two situations that I bring up as a Chiefs fan, I knew at the end of the Tampa Bay Super Bowl that that game was over at halftime.
Oh, God, yes.
And I looked at everybody that we were at the watch party with. I was like, you can enjoy the rest of it. I'll, you know, peek in, walk around, but I'm going to go enjoy the food now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be probably leaving by the 2-minute warning in the fourth quarter, but this game is, in my opinion, is over.
Over.
And people can say, you know, whatever they want, like, oh, you didn't believe in Patrick Mahomes?
No.
He didn't have anybody blocking for him, so I knew he was screwed.
Yeah. And then, you know, Tyrann Mathieu got into it and all that kind of stuff. It started to crumble at the end of the first half. And
plus he threw an interception, I think, at the end of the first half. And it was not good. Mm. And then, then you look at the other end of the spectrum and you look at that Colts game.
Right.
And you're sitting there, you're like, all right, you know, we finally beat Indianapolis. We're going to play in a second round game.
We got a chance to go to New England. Yeah.
Got to go face Tom Brady again. Here we go. And then it's just like one piece after the other. And you're like, oh, my God, this is happening again.
Yep.
And not only that, you parlay that with, I think it was a real crappy weather night. It was like sleeting and cold and nasty. And like, you were just like, you know what? This is it. I'm done.
Yep.
I don't want to do sports for the next week. You just don't want to do it. And that's exactly what you saw last night in that game, which is Milwaukee hits two home runs in the bottom of the eighth. They send their closer out there in the ninth. They're up 2-0.
they
got
lose.
One out, first and third. Even if like Alonso hits like a sack fly, it's 2-1,
it's
2-1, two outs.
Yeah.
Next guy's done. You're like, the worst possible case scenario here is Pete Alonso hits a home run and he hits it opposite field.
Right.
Stab my heart, stab my temple, and just get me out of my misery.
And then seeing the fans' reaction in the crowd. I mean,
crying tears.
I mean, like, everybody's feeling that moment. And I think as sports fans, we've all been there where you see your team lose, where you expect them to win, and you have your heart ripped out. I think every sports fan can relate to that moment last night. But by God, man, these first three games, this first round of the postseason was spectacular. You know, the Royals grinding out two games by the skin of their teeth in Baltimore, the Mets going three with Milwaukee and hitting a game-winning home run in the ninth inning. I mean, it's just been a wild, fun start to this postseason, and it's only going to continue to get even better this weekend as the Royals and the Yankees open up their series coming up on Saturday. That'll be here on 96.5 The Fan. And then
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Roll into Monday, and then Monday is going to be a bleep show around Kansas City. Tuesday, nobody's going to be working. And so here we go, folks. The March to October, I guess you could say, is officially on, and we're starting to plan our off days and kind of low productivity time around the city in the month of October, like we did in 14 and 15, because settle in, man, it's going to be a wild, wild ride.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.